Blog Talk Radio.
Separate ourselves from it. And that's the walk that we're doing right now, not obeying. This is the thing that happens when we don't obey. We get thorns in our side. You know, we get our needs. Nation became a snare to us. And that's the problem that we're going on with today. Now, let's pick it back up, Mother Eve, you can pick back up and you left off in verse 17. Yes, ma'am.
Book of Jubilees, chapter 22, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, Jubilees 22, verse 17. Okay. And verse 17, and Yahweh knew that Abraham was faithful in all his.
Now, that you got it. Jubilees, chapter, read down some, 22, chapter 22, verse 17. Okay. So we got, I'm gonna hold right there, Mother E. We got all the works of these other nations. He tell us, he say, that they are vanity and they are nothing. But he also let us know that they offer their sacrifices to the dead. They worship evil spirits. So why you want to follow and ask somebody like that? You know, let me see, can I run that scripture down where, is that it?
They're interesting.
What is it? Do you know the scripture when he said that all the inhabitants of the nations, that in the Sirach, counted as nothing? Counted as fiddle? I want to precept that. It's his Ezra. You'll pull that out for me, Brother C?
Yes, sir. All right, second answer is fear. Chapter 6, verse 54. It reads, and after these, Adam, also, who you made Yahweh of all your creatures, of whom come y'all, and the people also whom you have chosen.
So who's the, who's the people that he has chosen? Can we get a precept on who the people he has chosen? Mother Z, you can turn to Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 1. Yeah, we're going to get, let's get the first witness on that one. Let's get a witness on who the people he has chosen.
Jacob looked for Israel, my servant, and
Yes, ma'am. So we know that Yahweh has let us know that the people he has chosen is who?
Israel.
And who gonna pick us up on the second witness on that?
41 verse 8.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
All right.
Isaiah 6 chapter 41. Verse 8, and it reads, Isaiah 41 verse 8. But you, Israel, are my servant.
Mm-hmm.
Israel, whom I have chosen. The seed of Abraham, my friend.
Hallelujah. Wow. And so as we read in the book of 2 Ezra, we see that Israel is who he has chosen. So we know we can tie that in. You can pick that back up, Brother T. All
right. I'm at 2 Ezra chapter 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'll write them verse 55 now. Isaiah, 2nd Ezra the 10th, chapter 6, verse 55.
Uh-huh.
All this have I spoken before you.
Mm-hmm.
O Yahweh, because you made the world for our sake.
Okay, so you made the world for our sake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Verse 56. As for the other people, which also come of Adam,
uh-huh,
you have said that they are nothing.
Uh-huh. For the other people, he said, what did he say about the other people?
They are nothing.
They are nothing.
Okay, so, but who he made the world for?
Israel.
I say.
And he made the world for Israel, so because he's his chosen people, Israel, and we know he made it for our sakes, which he's talking about Israel, but the other people, are the other people Israel?
No, sir.
So we got two separate people going on. You finished reading that? He said they consider nothing. Uh-huh.
But be like a spittle.
He said they like spittle. Spittle ain't nothing but spit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's like the abundance of them until a drop that fallen from a vessel.
That's what he said. They like a drop that has fallen from a vessel.
Yeah.
Now, let's go back to finish picking up on, so now we know that that's our precept. So he was telling Abraham, as he was blessing Jacob, he's also letting them know that don't be like these other nations. Be separate from them because they like nothing. And you got something, brother?
Yeah, I got a precept on that nothing.
Okay.
You got to follow Isaiah.
A lot of
people don't even read the
Bible. Give me that second witness, bro. Isaiah 40, verse 15.
Let me get that with you.
15 and 17. Isaiah 40, verse 15 and verse 17. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket that are counted as the small dust of the ballot. Behold, he taketh up the isle as a very little thing. Verse 17. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity.
Hallelujah. Wow. So that was Isaiah chapter 40, verse 15 through 17. He's saying that all nations... 15 and 17. He's letting us know that the nations are but a drop of a bucket.
Right.
And he's also letting us know that the nations are to him as nothing.
Yeah.
So he said they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. So we know that that Yahweh, and outside of Yahweh, that he chosen Israel as his people.
Yeah.
And he also wants us to be separated. Israel always had a problem to want to not obey Yahweh. We always got ourselves, our fathers and us to this day, always want to serve false idols. That's something, Brother T? Hey, what you got,
nothing, I got a verse concerning that nothing, Galatians 6.
Okay.
Galatians 6:3.
So Galatians chapter 6.
Verse 3. Concerned about that nothing. Galatians chapter 6, verse 3, and it reads, if a man or woman thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
I missed that. I was trying to get that. Galatians 6, what, verse 3?
Galatians chapter 6, verse 3.
Book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. And you can read that again, brother T.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 3. If a man or woman thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he's deceiving himself.
So we don't want to deceive ourselves. We get all thinking that we're something. And then puffed up, yeah.
Pride.
With pride. That ain't going to do nothing but put us in a situation. We are doing nothing but deceiving ourselves. Who left off at reading that? Wait, read 17? Let's get verse 18 up in there.
Commandments or instructions, and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Verse 36 and 64.
Thank you, man.
The Yahweh shall bring you in thy king, which thou shalt set over you, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there shall you serve idols, wood, and stone.
Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Verse 64. Read. And the Yahweh shall scatter you among all people from the end of the earth, even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve idols, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone.
So these idols that our fathers didn't even know. And when you read inside of the book of Jubilee, chapter 22, verse 18, we just got done reading that, verse 18, we drop down. It says, they have no mind to understand, and their eyes did not see what their works are, and how they err in saying to a piece of wood. That's something we got caught up in today. Our fathers always got caught up in these things, going back want to serve the idols of the other nations, wood. And then he said, you are my Yahweh to a stone. But they letting you know that they want to serve Yahweh in the face of a stone.
Yeah.
They want to serve wood. They want to serve stones. And that's the same position that we are in today. And that's what we're talking about right now, trying to get ourselves out of those positions and those predicaments.
Yeah.
I want to, you got a precept on that one?
No, I was
going to
say that the wood and stone, they know that
today,
religion, Christianity, and goes to that wood
represents
Christianity.
What's the part on the wood that represents Christianity?
Cross.
Which part on the stone for Islam?
Is Islam. Kaaba stone.
Over
there, Mecca, the
big old rock. Big old stone that came down there, right?
With the black wood.
Hallelujah. So that's what we caught up in today. The two that Brother T was pointing out was the cross that our brothers and sisters, the Israelites, don't know the Israelites caught up in today, serving wood and serving stone. And that's what we trying to do. That's Baruch chapter 3, Mother Z. Brother T. Israel.
Barak.
Yeah. Barak chapter 3. And this is why our brother's at today, chapter 3, verse 4.
I'm going to Book of Ruth, chapter 3.
Yeah, chapter 3, verse 4, and read verse 8.
I'm Ruth, chapter 3, verse 4. Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Ruth chapter 3, verse 4 and verse 8. Ruth chapter 3, verse 4. O Yahweh Almighty.
Uh-huh.
You Yahweh of Israel. Hear now the prayer of the dead Israelites.
Now, we got dead Israelites that serving wood and stone. And this was keeping them dead. Because they don't understand what's really going on. They want to follow these false Yahweh. Steady following the ways after our fathers.
Yeah.
Drop down in this position that he got us in today. Read verse 8.
All right. Okay, get out verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Baruch chapter 3, verse 8. Behold, look, we are yet this day in our captivity.
Yeah.
So we in this day, our captivity.
Yeah.
And why are we in this day in our captivity? Let's go back and
Yeah, let me grab one in there, bro.
Okay.
I want to deal with that wood and stone. I want to peek at that wood and stone right quick. Run to the book of Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Mother, look at Jeremiah chapter 3.
Yeah.
See that wood and stone for sale here.
That's
Jeremiah
nice.
3, let's read that verse number 1. Let's read 1, 2, verse number 3. For the Israel of the Lord.
Jeremiah 3.
That's number 1, 2, and 3. Read down the 6. Let's get it out. Read down the 9. Let's get it out.
All right. Hallelujah. Yeah. Wow.
Get it out here, buddy. Okay. Jeremiah 3:1-9. The people that would have found our people, we are under all these false ways of life. When Yahweh gave us the, he gave us the good. Ain't that right?
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
The other nations. Jeremiah 3:1-9. Mother Israel is being right.
Book
of
Jeremiah 3:1-9.
They say, if a man put away his wife and he go from him
mm-hmm.
and become another man, shall he return unto her again?
Now, this is
let's see how we got to deal with this. Hold that point.
That's right.
Look at Monica Israel. See, right. First Corinthians, right quick. Yeah, we got to deal with this statement, because if you take it face value, you're going to be off. So let's see how we deal with this statement in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 20. Let's see how we deal with that statement, 1 Corinthians 12:13. This is a Monica Israel, see you right. How we got to deal with that statement then? 1 Corinthians 12:13. Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 2:12-13 reads.
They read.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world,
mm-hmm.
but the spirit which is of the Yahweh,
good.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of the Yahweh.
So this for us to know.
Yes.
According to Micah 3:1, right? Verse 13.
Mm-hmm. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the righteous spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
So we gotta put our spiritual mind on, right?
Yes.
It's the type of this book. Right. Right back to that Jeremiah, Mother. Chapter 3:1. If we see it talking about a man and his wife. But what it really is he's talking about then, and what we need to know, what really he's trying to put on the table, we're going to break it down. Jeremiah tells us the whole story right here in Jeremiah 3:1. Come on.
Jeremiah 3:1. Mm-hmm. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him, and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly
polluted, but thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. So this is Yahweh talking to his wife, right?
That's right.
His wife, go by the name of Israel, right?
Right.
He said, look here, you played the harlot with many lovers. Go ahead.
Yet return again to me, said the
Yahweh. So Yahweh said, you got the right to return, right?
Right.
Hold that point. This is the Monica of Israel. Let's write to the book of Sirach. The statement over the Sirach that I like to try to plug in right about there, if I can write it down right quick. The statement that Yahweh made in Sirach chapter 17, verse number 23 through 26. Let's see what he says. Read verse number 10, so we can get an idea of who you're referring to here. Sirach 17, verse 10. Drop down to verse 23 through 26.
And comforted those that fell in patience.
Verse 25, what he say?
Return unto the Yahuwah.
So we got an opportunity to return.
Yes.
And we can go see Ecclesiastes and know as long as you got the breath in you, you're Israelite, you got the right to return to your Yahuwah. Go ahead. And forsake.
Return unto the Yahuwah and perfect thy sins.
So in order to return to Yahuwah, you got to push aside
them sins.
Your sins. And according to St. 1 John 3:4, sin is a transgression of the Torah instruction. The first five books of Moses. Verse 26, what do you say?
Make thy prayer before his face and offend less.
Verse 26, come on.
Turn again to the Most High.
Uh-huh.
And turn away from iniquity.
Go ahead.
He will lead you out of darkness into the light of health.
Mm-hmm.
And hate thou abomination dimly.
So Yahweh gave Israel the right to return, right?
Yes.
Let's come back to that Jeremiah 3, verse number 2. Jeremiah 3, verse 2 through 9.
Turn to 1 Kings chapter 11 and read me verse 1, 5, and down to then read 5 down to 9.
11. Verse 1 and 5 through 9.
Yeah, give me verse 1. And before you read, I'm gonna ask Brother T to pick up his book of Jubilees, and I wanna get a catch a point here. When it come down to give me Jubilees chapter 22, read verse 20. And Sister Jones, you're gonna give me 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1, 5 down to verse 9. Yeah, you're gonna skip down verse 1, then you're gonna skip down, read 5 down to verse 9.
Alright,
You can read 19 and 20. Read 19 and 20. Yeah, let's just pick it up there.
Jubilees chapter 22, verse 19 and verse 20. But as for you, my son Jacob, may the Most High Yahweh help you. Yahweh better bless you and remove you from their uncleanness, from all their errors. Verse 20. Be you aware, my son Jacob, of taking a wife from any seed of the daughters of Canaan. For all his seed is to be rooted out of the earth.
We shouldn't take no seeds from the seeds of Canaan, but Yahweh also wanted to matter of fact, I'm gonna go to I'm gonna add something to that before I bring you in, Sister Jones. And can I get Mother E? Let me see, can I run this down, the book of Ezra? Let's see what they told them in the book of Ezra. It's the last chapter. The book of Ezra, E-Z-R-A. Give me book of Ezra chapter 10. And give me verse 9 and give me verse 10.
Ezra chapter 10. Verse 9 and verse 10.
Okay.
Book of Ezra. Chapter 9. Verse 10. Chapter 10, verse 9. Book of Ezra, chapter 10, verse 9. Then all the men Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jonathan, Judah, the son of King, within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the temple of Yahweh, trembling because of him. Because of this matter and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, you have transgressed and have taken strange wives to increase the transgression of Israel.
Okay, let me stop right there, Mother Eve. So we see right here clearly that Judah and Benjamin, he was telling Ezra to sit, was letting them know that they had transgressed for taking strange wives. And we were told, Abraham told our father Israel not to do this thing. And when you transgress, we give it the biblical definition of a sin or to transgress. Transgression is sin, right? So let's see if we can run it down and give us a, definition. Mother Z, give me chapter 3, give me verse 3 and verse 4. I'm sorry, 1 John.
Chapter a woman that has this hope in him or her, purify him or herself. Jesus, as he is purified. Verse 12. Whoever committed sin transgressed also the Torah instruction. But sin is the transgression of the Torah instruction.
So we know they had transgressed the Torah instructions. They had committed sin. So this is what they was doing right here. But in verse 10, he let them know, Ezra, seer let them know, he stood up and said to them, you have sinned. You have transgressed and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel. So this is going to cause the family, this is going to cause Yada, Judah, and Benjamin to bring sin and to trespass on Israel. So now, let's go now. I want you got something on there, brother? Too?
About that sin. Okay, he was at first chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, right?
Yes, sir.
Verse 8 is another way what connects to sin is part of.
Okay.
First John chapter 3, verse 8. He said, he or she that commits sin is of Satan, the devil.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he letting them know that when you, anybody, the family of Israel, anybody that's sinning, and we already know that, just to read the book of Jubilees, chapter 22, verse 16 to 17, that he said the other nations, they don't know nothing but evil anyway.
Hallelujah.
So the children of Israel was the one Yahweh spoke to. Let me get a case of point of that in Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2 and verse 7. Mother E, we know that they got the lick.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they the ones that had got the word. So we're going to run that down, get a case of point of that in the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 1, verse 2. And we'll get verse 7 in the mix. Mother E.
Amos chapter 3, verse 1, verse 7. Amos chapter 3, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 7.
Yes,
ma'am. Amos chapter 3, verse 1. In this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Mizraim, the house of bondage, saying unto verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins.
Verse 7.
Surely, Yahweh will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So Yahweh said he gave us the lick. He gave it to the children of Israel, the whole family of Israel. So they was without no excuse by going and committing these sins. They knew exactly what was going on because they had the word, not the other nation. You know, he gave it to us to lead this thing on this earth. So we go pick it back up at Sister Jones. You can bring it on in with that 1 Kings chapter 11. Give me verse 1. And then give me verse 5. And we'll get understanding about dealing with these other nations and these strange wives, what it can cause you to do, what it can cause you to go through. Sister Jones, let me get 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1, verse 5. Yes, ma'am, down to 11. I'm sorry, ma'am, down to 9.
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1, 5 to 9. 1 and 5 to 9. But King Solomon loved many strange women.
He loved many of them, didn't he?
Yeah.
Together with the daughter of Pharaoh. Women of the Moabites. The Ammonites. The Edomites. The Zidonians. And the Hittites. Verse 5 to 9 reads.
Hold on, you know what? I'm sorry. One second. Give me verse 2, because it's verse 2 going to point out something very, or clarify something for us. See what Yahweh said about that in verse 2. I'm sorry, Sister Jones. I need to pop that in for me.
1 Kings 11:2.
Yeah, verse 2 with that.
Of the nations concerning which the Yahweh said unto the children of Israel.
What did he say to them?
You shall not go into them.
What did he say to them again?
You shall not go into them.
Okay.
Neither
Jacob, before his name was changed to Israel, he let him know through the mouth of our father, Abraham, when he was receiving his blessing. So, yeah, you got something, Brother T?
You have to be reading something in the Heavenly Tablets, Deuteronomy.
Yeah, I was going way there. That was going to be my go ahead, hit that.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's right.
That was going to be the hallelujah as what? God, let me bring that in. Bring that in. That's the list.
Deuteronomy chapter 7. I'm going to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it says here, Deuteronomy chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to pick up at verse 1 and read that. And when Yahweh, your Yahweh, should bring you to the land where you go to possess and cast out many nations before you.
Mm-hmm.
The Hittites, the Gagashites, the Amorites,
mm-hmm.
the Canaanites,
mm-hmm.
the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Seven nations greater and mightier than you. Verse 2,
mm-hmm.
when Yahweh should deliver them before you,
mm-hmm.
you should smite them and utterly destroy them. You should make no covenant with them,
mm-hmm.
nor serve mercy unto them.
Mm-hmm.
Three, neither should you make marriages with them. Your daughter should not give unto his sons, nor his daughter should you take unto your sons.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4, but they would turn away your sons from following me, that they may serve those Yahweh idols. So would the anger of Yahweh be kindled against you
mm-hmm.
and destroy you suddenly. Verse 5,
mm-hmm.
but this should you deal with them, you should destroy their altars. Break down their images, cut down their groves, burn their graven images with fire.
Yahweh. So Yahweh let us know right there that we shouldn't have no dealings with them. He even told them to destroy them. Keep them away from you.
Well, hold that for a minute. You read a verse back there a few minutes ago. It was about something about the dead. Can you recall that verse? Can y'all recall that verse we read?
I'm going to go about
the dead.
Barak.
Let's go back and read that verse again about the dead. Back to 4:1 again.
That was Barak chapter 3, about you said about the dead.
Yeah, you read something about the dead.
In Barak
chapter
3,
verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Read that again.
Book of Barak. Chapter 3, verse 4, and it reads.
What
it reads? Oh, Yahweh Almighty.
Yeah.
You Yahweh of Israel.
Okay.
Hear now the prayer of the dead Israelite.
How can somebody be dead? You hear the prayer of somebody that's dead. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by it? What kind of dead is he talking about?
Yeah,
because you read about dead. What kind of dead is he talking about that we can read? But I heard that. But Brother King was talking real good, and I have to get away for a minute. So now, that verse of Daryl, that he said, the dead Israelite. What got to happen for this dead Israelite that we can read? He said, hear the prayer of a dead Israelite. But I thought the Bible tells you this right here, Ecclesiastes there, Brother King Israel. I think the Bible is telling us something. The Bible is telling us something. And Ecclesiastes, in the regular book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, this book is telling us something right here in the 9th chapter. What's it telling us in verse number 10?
Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10.
Listen to this.
It reads,
what it reads,
whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with your might, for there is no work, nor device,
nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you go.
So when you say you gotta raise up this dead Israelite, and if there's no work in the grave, look at verse number 3 and 4. 9th chapter, verse 3 and 4. Brother Israel.
Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 3 and 4, and it reads.
What it reads.
There's an evil among all things that are done under the sun.
Uh-huh.
And there's one event unto all.
One event to all.
Yea, also the mind of the sons of man is full of evil.
Uh-huh.
And madness is in their mind.
Uh-huh.
While they live. And after that, they go to the dead.
And what about the dead in verse 5?
Verse 5. For the living know that they should die.
Yeah.
For the dead know not anything, neither have any more a reward, but the memory of them is forgot.
So when we read that verse 4:1, that hear the prayer of dead Israelites, what is he talking about that we can read? Hear the prayer of dead. Besides, the dead don't know nothing. So what is he talking about that we can read that of this dead Israelite? To hear the prayer. How do you hear the prayer of somebody that's dead?
Right.
Now, what do we do in teaching-wise behind that?
Now would Yahweh have established the kingdom for Israel forever. Verse 14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. Yahweh has sought him a man after his own mind.
So what happened? So what happened? You didn't keep the and now when they ask you a question about your kingdom, what do we say now? What kingdom? What kingdom? Who are you? I'm African American, Negro, colored, black. Right?
Right.
So what is missing? How are we gonna raise up a dead Israelite and the Israelites don't even know that he is an Israelite? He's reading this Israelite like it's somebody else. So how is this dead Israelite gonna be raised up? How you telling Yahweh to hear the prayer of a dead Israelite? How can he hear the prayer of a dead Israelite? What got to happen? What got to happen? And back over there, that second Ezra again.
Back in Chronicles.
Yeah, back in that second Ezra again.
Oh, back in the second Ezra.
Remember the second Ezra? We were reading the verse. I paused on that verse. So what got to happen for Yahweh to hear the prayer of a dead Israelite? What got to happen? Now, in 2 Ezra, I just got to give you some verses on what the Yahweh told Ezra. Y'all, do you recall that? 2:14 there, Brother Micaiah, start at 2:14.
Book of 2 Ezra.
Yeah, what it say in 2:14? What it says in 2:14?
Book of 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 14. Verse 14 reads.
What it read?
Take heaven and earth to witness, for I have broken the evil in pieces and created the good. For I live, saith Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Verse 15. Mother, embrace your children and bring them up with gladness.
Yeah.
Make their feet as fast as a pillar.
Yeah.
For I have chosen you,
yeah,
says Yahweh.
Okay.
Verse 16. And those that be dead.
Those that be what?
Those that be dead.
What will happen?
Those that be dead will I rise up again from their place.
I'm going to raise them up from their place, those that be dead. So he's saying those who are dead, you read in 4:1, we talking about going to be dead, right? Who's going to be dead?
Dead Israelite.
But he said, I'm going to raise them up from the place they're in.
Yeah.
How you going to raise up the dead? And the dead don't know nothing. Yeah. And in 2 Samuel, there, Brother T. Israel, in the 7th chapter of 2 Samuel, this must be for what time? Speak with verse 7:19.
Now,
is there a policy on that? What If this ain't got to happen for signs of it, how about going to Jones in the 11th chapter, verse number 11 of Revelation, end time prophecy. Let's see if anything we can read on this right here.
Revelation chapter.
We're trying to raise up the dead Israelites. Let's see if anything is getting supposed to be looking for. That we can read. 11:11.
Revelation chapter 11, verse 11.
Listen, God.
And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from the Yahuwah entered into them.
Yeah.
And they stood upon their feet.
Uh-huh.
And great fear fell upon them which saw them.
Uh-huh. Where?
Verse 12. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them,
what?
Come up here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And they ascended up to heaven.
Yeah.
In a cloud. And their enemies beheld them.
Okay, go ahead.
13. In the same hour was there a great earthquake. And the pit part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000.
Now back to the verse 12 again.
And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up here.
What's that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean? Come up here. And read verse 11 again.
And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from the Yahuwah entered into them. And they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them which saw them.
Well, the spirit of life. What is that? So what does that mean by the spirit of life got into them that we can read?
Yeah.
Didn't you read that last night in 17:11? What spirit of life got to get into them? Y'all just got through reading.
Yeah.
And I heard all this good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard all this good stuff here. I mean, y'all just got through reading all this good stuff. You mean all this good stuff is in there? Now the spirit of life got to come in there. He said now, the spirit of life got to come in them. What spirit of life is this we talking about? Got to come in them. Sarah, 17:11. Moses of Israel. What spirit of life got to come into them? What spirit of life got to come into them for an exceeding great army to start setting up? What got to happen? So we're seeing all the signs, and that's why he took Eliezer out there. He said, hey, do you see the Eliezer? No, I don't see nothing. Okay, my son, my firstborn son, Ishmael, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing. So soon later, I want to know who's going to start seeing what this book is saying. This book is saying something, that how it got to happen, and how it got to happen again, and verse 11, Sister Joe, what got to happen?
And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yahuwah entered into them.
And they done what?
And they stood upon their feet.
Oh, and they stood upon their feet. But what got to get in the verse?
The spirit of life.
The spirit of life. What is that, mother? See if it's ready to read. Around 17:11. What spirit got to get into them that we can read? What spirit got to get into them that we can read? What spirit got to get into them that we can read? Moses of Israel. Sarah, 17:11. What spirit got to get into them to, he told Moses, I'm going to bring your sons and daughters out of these graves. But what spirit got to get into them that we can read in Sarah, 17:11?
Sarah, chapter 17, verse 11. Besides this, he gave them knowledge and the total instruction of life or an heritage.
Now, anybody want to say something on that or comment on that? What spirit got to get into them for them to stay on their feet?
Total instruction.
Okay.
And what is the total instruction? First five books.
So
the first five books got to get into them.
Yeah.
So we got to get the first five books in before they can set up. What kind of way?
Go
on that first 11? What got away?
So they could enter into them and they stood upon their feet.
Okay. Now let's go to Ezekiel and precept that. Sister Jones, we go on to, let's see exactly And we'll pick it up at verse 1, 37 verse 1.
Ezekiel chapter 37.
I mean, you know, sooner or later now, you know, I'm telling you, I've been laying back in the wind, but I'm telling you, these things got to happen. This spirit got to be on to teach us. And they got to teach by precepting this Bible and draw that picture. How this dead Israelite going to get up?
Yeah.
Because here it goes. Cause it, now, the Almighty called the seer to the side to talk about this dead Israelite. Let's see what he says in 37 verse 1. What's the job?
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1.
Let's see what he says.
The hand of the Yahuwah was upon me.
The hand of Yahuwah was upon me.
And carry me out in the spirit of the Yahuwah.
Uh-huh. In what?
And carry me out in the spirit of the Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
And set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bumble.
And full of bumble. What was on it again?
The spirit of the Yahuwah.
Hold that part of Jeff. Mother dear of Israel, back up to the... You see, when the spirit of Yahuwah get upon you, that we can read in Ezekiel... We're going back to Ezekiel a little bit back and see what happens when the spirit of Yahuwah gets into you, what you will do.
Yeah.
We go on to 2 verse 1. Mother dear of Israel, bring. Now, this is when the spirit of Yahuwah get upon you, this is what we be watching it make you do.
Yeah.
2:1, bring.
Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 1.
Listen good.
And he said unto me,
what did he say to me?
Son of man.
What?
Stand upon your feet,
uh-huh,
and that, I will speak unto you.
Stand on your feet, and that will be heard in 11:11?
Yes.
Go ahead, read. 2.
Verse 2. And the Spirit entered into me.
Oh, and the Spirit entered me?
When he spake unto me. And set me upon my feet.
Uh-huh.
That I heard him that spake unto me.
So you got to hear this thing, and when you hear it, what you going to do when the Spirit enter you?
Stand up on your
feet. You're going to stand up on your feet. And what spirit is this to get you on your feet that we can read? What spirit that we can get that when it's down on your feet that we can read? What can we go and read about the spirit got to get into you and you will stand up on your feet? I want a verse that we can read.
I have one.
You got one that we can read? The spirit
yeah,
getting you?
5:32.
Okay, let's read. Let's see what it says in 5.
And we are his witnesses of these things.
Yeah.
And so is also the righteous spirit, whom the Yahuwah have given to them that obey him.
Oh, that's a pretty good precept too, but I want to know what spirit that will get into you that'll do what again now?
Stand you on your feet.
Just stand you on your feet.
Yeah.
Well, that we want to know. That's good when you add on extra flavor to it. But I want to know what spirit you got to have that we can read. What spirit that we can read? Bible study class, bottom
part
of 7.
Get you on your feet.
That get you on your feet that we can read. What spirit is that? That we can read. But remember, the spirit we talk about, they want to get you on your feet. That we can read. We don't want just want a bunch of things. We don't know what spirit it is.
Yeah.
That'll get you on your feet that we can read. That's what we want to know.
Chapter 3, verse 24.
Okay, what does it say? All right, what does it say there, Mother?
Chapter 3, verse 24.
What does it say?
Then the Spirit entered into me and set me upon my feet.
Uh-huh.
And I spoke with me and said unto me, go, yet.
to you that I can, where we can read to edify the class. What spirit got to get into you that we can read?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
That's good too. You go read that. Go ahead and read that. Now, all that you're saying is good too, but I still want a little bit more. Go ahead and read. Because remember, we are tight cats now. We want the number one hit first. Then all that we have heard, it works. After the number one hit, go and read the verse.
St. John chapter 6, verse 63.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 63. It is the spirit that quickens.
Yeah.
The blood profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Yeah, and that's great again.
You use the book of Numbers.
But that's great again. But again, what is my question I want to know?
Spirit that gets up on
the spirit that get into you, what spirit is that that we do? Now you can use that. That's good too.
You use the book of Numbers.
But I'm a little bit, I want to fight. Now, I want a little bit more. I give you an answer. I give you something to think about it. It's over there in 2 Ezra, chapter 7, possibly chapter 8. I try 8 more than I try 7. I'll help you out a little bit. What spirit we talking about got to get into you? That they got to get into you, to get you on your feet. Now, we'll try 2 Ezra chapter 8. How about that? Now, who want to go to 2 Ezra chapter 8 and find out what spirit will it we talking about that will get you on your feet? Who going to pull it out in the 8th chapter of 2 Ezra? Now, who going to pull it out? Somebody make me proud of them. They pulled it out in the 8th chapter of 2 Ezra. What spirit we talking about that we can read, got to get into you? That we can read. Not, and all of one of y'all, the sister, you did say, it's okay. But I want the number one, the spirit got to get into you that we can read. And it's over there in 2 Ezra chapter 8. So, how about that? No less than 7 and no more than 8. So now, how about that? What spirit are we talking about? I'll tell you what, I'll be giving a little tea and I want to hear out. I want to hear out. I'm hearing a lot of reading, but I need to hear out. Telephone about the spirit of understanding. The spirit. Now, what I said, I ain't gonna tell you the guys. In the book of Exponent, my teeth, spirit of understanding. His spirit.
Okay, good. But he told us, once he got that spirit of understanding, but
something he's supposed to do. He's supposed to do in that fifth chapter, right? But it's also in the first step that we did call, but we're not gonna worry about that. But I can take that one too. But in the same token, the spirit of understanding and what once he got the spirit of understanding, what did he supposed to do after that?
Back in verse 22.
Yeah, what did he supposed to do after he got the spirit of understanding? Is there anything we can read that he's supposed to do after that? Before we go back to Jones, is there anything that's supposed to happen after he gets the spirit of understanding? No, according to the Bible. Stay in the Bible. What did he supposed to do after he got the spirit of understanding we can read? What verse will we read that after he got the spirit of understanding that we can read? What happened, Nate? We paint a picture. What happened, Nate, after he get the spirit of understanding in him, then what was he told to do after that we can read? What was told after that, after he received the spirit of understanding, what was told after him? He was told a assignment to do. Anybody can tell me what assignment he had to do after he got the spirit of understanding in him? See, once he was on his feet, then what was the understanding he must do with this understanding that he got? Once he was taken care of. Once he was on his feet, he was to do what now?
51 down.
Well, we're looking for a verse to find out what did he do, what he did after he got the spirit of understanding, then what happened next that he's supposed to do that we can read. Then we can go back to that 37th chapter.
33.
And this is second. No, I'm not. All I want here is a verse.
Is it a verse? See where you coming from?
What about? I don't care no more. I want to see where we at. I got to see where the teacher's at, really. I got to see where they at. Now, after the knowledge was, he got the spirit of understanding, and what was him, what that he supposed to have done after he got that spirit of understanding, what were he supposed to do that we can read? I'm pointing towards the teachers. I want them to properly teach.
Verse 36.
What does it say?
That verse 36, book of Ezra, chapter 5, verse 36. And he said unto me, number me the things that are not yet come.
What he supposed to do after he got that knowledge? I'm talking about what he supposed to do now. He got the knowledge now. What do he do next? Now, once he got on his feet, what can we read that happened next? We don't want to hear about what he got to do something after he got on his feet by Yahweh. What do he got to do?
Oh, he got, okay.
That, what he got to do now after Yahweh have put the spirit of understanding in him, right?
Yeah, book of Exodus.
Now, what do he got to do behind that?
The book of Exodus, chapter
3. No.
In the same book?
Well, you can't. You want to go that far, but that ain't number one answer.
Okay.
Got quiet again, huh? He probably did something. Now, because he told you plainly that once he got the knowledge, Mother Eve, look what it says in 5:13. I mean, 5:13 of Matthew. I quite not. He can't be a 5:13-16 mother. He cannot be a 5:13-16, could he? After he got the spirit of understanding with him, right? Do we become a 5:13-16?
13-16.
Yes.
Verse 13. You are the salt of the earth.
He said you are the salt of the earth.
But if the salt is lost, it's safe.
Yes.
If wherewith shall it be?
Right.
It is therefore good for nothing.
It called knowledge. Children of Israel are supposed to be a what?
Salt.
Salt.
Salt of what?
Earth.
Salt of earth. Okay, good. We got that part. Now what happened next?
But to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. Verse 14. You are the light of the world.
We are what?
You are the light of the world.
Go ahead.
A city that is set on a hill
right.
cannot be hid.
Right.
Verse 15. Neither do man light a candle and put it under a bush, but on a candlestick.
Yeah.
And it gives light unto all that are in this house.
Right. So when he told him that now you got the spirit of understanding, it wasn't for him to take that understanding and put up on the bed, was it?
No.
Okay, well, what if it's not we can read? That we can read. I need to hear a verse or cry. What supposed to happen after he got the spirit of understanding that we can read? What supposed to happen? You want to paint that picture. I want to paint the picture what he supposed to done after he got the spirit of understanding in him. What do he do next?
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works.
Okay, that's good. But I want to know what happened next. After he got the spirit of understanding in him, what happened next that we can read? What happened next? Well, you got to paint the picture now. What happened next? So we clearly got the spirit of understanding in him, right? Now, what happened next that we can read? What are you supposed to do with his spirit of understanding? He can't put it upon the bed, right?
Book of Isaiah.
No. Well, you can use that, but before it does something, right here we can read. Can anybody help me out? What are you supposed to do that we can read the verse? What did he do? What did Yahweh tell him to do? After Yahweh got him on his feet. What did Yahweh tell him to do, and what did he do? That we can read. Now, he got the spirit of understanding, right? According to Brother T, that was 5:22. Okay, he got that. So he clearly got the spirit of understanding. Now, what do we do with it? He can't put it up on the bed. You got to let his light shine. So what did he do after the spirit of understanding was in it that we can read? That we can read out of the Bible. What did he do that we can just go in the Bible and read after Yahweh got him on his feet? He said, I got the spirit of understanding with me. Now what did he do? I'll give you a case in point what he'll do, Mr. Jones, what he'll do. Let's go to 3, first number 15 and 16 of Exodus. I'll give you a case in point where you can be understanding this is what we're talking about right here.
Exodus chapter 3,
verse 15 and 16. I give you a little example, but I want to hear from here, but here's an example of what he did where you need to be on that road to understand. What happened?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. And Yahweh said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Yahweh of your father, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and the Yahweh of Jacob, name polluted for Israel, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Verse 16. Go, and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, the Yahweh of your fathers, the Yahweh of Abraham, the Yahweh of Isaac, and of Israel, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you.
Okay, good. Now read the book of Eva, through the title called Hebrews 13, verse 8. Now that should give you a great clue now after reading 13 verse 8. Did you give you a great clue now.
The book of Eber, Hebrews, which is a polluted word for Eber,
yeah.
Chapter 13, verse 8.
Yeah.
Read. Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah the Father, the same yesterday and today and forever.
So, when he put the spirit of understanding on him, if he's the same today, yesterday, forever, that must mean he done what? What did he do? Same thing you got to read in 3, 14, 15. Okay. So now you clear when he got the spirit of understanding that what he's supposed to be, what he do next, because we know he don't what?
He don't change.
He don't change the program now. Same program go all the way from then to now. So now what can I read when Ezra got the spirit of understanding on him? What did he do after he got the spirit of understanding on him that we can read? Now you're in line that he don't change. The spirit of understanding was on him, right? So what are you supposed to do according to 3, 14, and 15 again? I mean 15, 16 again. So John, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do again in verse 16? You recall? Verse 16? You read Exodus 3:16. You supposed to do what again?
Exodus 3:15 and 16.
No, did not read 16. You're going to do what again?
Go and gather the elders of Israel.
Okay, good. So he don't change, right?
Right.
So you know whatever that Ezra's supposed to do is supposed to be what?
Gathering.
Yeah. You're supposed to do that, right? So now that's what he did next. So Yahweh don't change his program. So now where can I read once he got the spirit of understanding on him? What did he do that we can read? What did he do that we can read? That's all I'm asking. What did he do after he got on his feet? By Yahweh. What did he do that we can go read the book and just read what he did? Huh? What did he do that we can read that he did? No, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear a verse in the Bible after he got him on his feet. Then Yahweh came to him and told him something. To go do something. If y'all give up then, you say you give up, then I decide to go in.
I don't know it.
You don't know it? Good. All right. Let's go to 14th chapter, Brother Micaiah. Chapter 14. Go on to chapter 14. Now, I don't say if this comes again, then y'all prepared to paint the picture. This was told him to do after he was on his feet. In the 14th chapter, pick it around by verse 34.
Back in Ezra's
14,
pick it up at 34.
Nick, we're gonna hear it again. We're gonna hear it again. But now we're gonna hear it again. Now, watch this now. We're in second Ezra. Chapter 14, right?
Alright.
Now, he said the spirit of understanding came on him, right?
Right.
And we got that right?
Right.
Now, I asked what happened next. Get down to verse 34. Zechariah 14, 34. Okay. This is good.
Zechariah. Chapter 14, verse 34.
This is good.
34 read.
What?
Therefore, if so be that you will subdue your own understanding,
yes,
and reform your mind,
yes,
you shall be kept alive.
Right.
And after death, you shall obtain mercy.
Yes.
Verse 35. For after death shall the judgment come, when we shall live again.
Right.
And then shall the names of the righteous be manifest.
Right.
And the works of the unyahwali shall be declared.
Right.
Verse 36. Let no man therefore come unto me nor now, nor seek after me these 40 days.
Now, here we go.
Verse 37. So I took the five men, as he commanded me, and we went into the field and remained there.
So he done the same thing after he got the spirit of understanding. Yahweh told him to go get him what?
5 men.
5 men. So he had to go get him 5 men. So once he got the spirit of understanding, he got to look out there and get him 5 men that can really deal with this thing. Is that what we read?
Because
Yahweh, now we're going to back up and read where Yahweh gave him that order. Now, somebody find me that verse. He gave him the order to do that. So he say, I've done what Yahweh told me to do. Right? Now, let's back up a little bit. And we're going to back up a little bit because this was told him to do, but he was only quoting, he was pulling scripture. So in this 14th chapter, can you tell me exactly what verse that was told to him to go do so? He didn't just grab 5 men to be grabbing 5 men. He must have something to work with to do so. Now, what can we read in the 14th chapter that just was told him to do exactly what he said to? What verse will we read in the 14th chapter to go do that and where that information comes from? Where will that come from? In the 14th, it's in the 14th chapter. Where will that come from? Same book in the 14th chapter. Where will this information come from? Out of the 14th chapter. Where will this come from? Out of the 14th chapter.
Second Ezra chapter 14, verse 1.
Okay, go ahead.
And it came to pass upon the third day, I said under an oath, and behold, there came a voice out of the bush over against me and said, Ezra, Ezra.
Yeah, okay.
Verse 2. And I said, here am I, Yahweh. And I stood up upon my feet.
Uh-huh. That they go another step on your feet, huh? Go ahead, read.
Verse 3. Then said he unto me.
What did he say?
In the bush.
In the bush.
I did manifestly reveal myself unto Moses.
Okay, good. Sound good.
And talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
When my people served in Egypt through the word Mizraim and abundance.
But where you going here, I got to get a piece of these verses here. The way you're going, I mean, that's not directly, but since it's Bible study class, you just read verse 8. Then Brother Kai, you pick up at verse 9. Keep reading. And then we keep reading until we keep going. We do it in the Bible study class, but that ain't what I wanted. Direct hit. Keep reading.
Verse 4.
What?
And I sent him, and then my people out of Egypt knew the word Mizraim, and brought him up out of Mount Sinai.
Right.
Why I held him by me a long season.
Yeah, a long season. Go ahead and read.
Verse 5.
What?
And told him many wondrous things.
Now he told. Ezra said he was told many wonderful things.
It showed him the secrets of the time.
So Moses was told the secrets of the time and?
Secrets of time and the end.
You mean Moses know the end of things? So the end of things, since you put it that way, what Moses know of that going to happen in the end time, and you got to be looking for signs of it happening. Sister Jones, no, you already in 37, you hold me that. What are we going to be looking for in 33, verse 1 and 7, that's Brother Micaiah? What are we going to be looking for, Brother Micaiah, and Deuteronomy, we'll make it, Deuteronomy 33, verse 1 and 7. So he said, Moses know the end. So Moses is going to tell you something about the end, since that's where we're going, but we might make a meal out of it. Since that was y'all on, I didn't get my hit. But we're taking that too. Thursday, okay, good. You got it? Good. But let's take it real quick. So see, Moses know the what?
The end.
Moses know the end, right?
Yep.
What is the end in 33, 1 and 7?
33. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 1 and verse 7. Verse 1 reads, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahweh, blessed the children of Israel before his death.
Now listen good.
Verse 7. And this is the blessing of Yahdah Judah. Polluted word Judah.
What?
And he said here.
What?
Yahweh, the voice of Yahdah, polluted word Judah.
Right.
And bring him unto this place. Let
him. No, to his what?
And bring him unto his people.
Oh, okay.
Let his hands be sufficient for him,
yeah,
and be you a help to him from his enemies.
Oh, so Moses know the end, so the only way the children of Israel got to get out is who got to get them out of it?
Yeah, Judah.
Y'all hear that? So if you're on TV looking for anything to happen otherwise, the only way you're going to get out of it is because Moses know the what?
Yeah.
So Moses said, in this thing, the only way you're going to get your end and get back on your feet, what got to happen according to verse 7? No, what does verse 7 say?
Verse 7 says, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 7. And this is the blessing of Yadah, through the word Judah. And he said, hear, Yahweh, the voice of Yadah, through the word Judah.
Oh, so it's told out of all the 12 tribes, all the people in the world, hear who voice?
Yadah.
Who?
Yadah, the through the word Judah.
Okay, good. Hear his voice, and what happened next?
And bring him unto his people.
So who got to go to the people that Moses know about?
Yadah,
Judah. So if you see anybody besides Yadah, Judah, you know what that ain't about.
Right.
So the only way you get by this thing, it got to be led by who?
Yadah.
You see that? Y'all see that? So remember, if you're sitting there watching anybody else got any kind of speech, and you find out he's not from Yadah, Judah, wait a minute. That ain't not about otherwise. You can't get us to the next point. Not to get us on our feet. Because Moses knows was told of what? And what did Moses say in the end that's going to happen? Times and ends. That Yahweh Judah going to start talking and talking. He going to wake up the people. He going to get them on their feet. So that great big army we're going to read about, now we know who got to get the great big army on their feet. Who is that? Now come on back to that second Ezra again. Now come on back, Brother Micaiah. Now bring me what we're working with when Yahweh tells something to him. After he put the spirit of understanding on, he told him to do what? So we can read. No, you come on back. Oh. Remember you said you got it? In the 14th chapter.
Yeah, in the 14th chapter.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
All right, book of Second Ezra, chapter 14. Begin at verse 22 out of 24.
Listen good.
It said 22. But if I have found grace before you, send the righteous spirit unto me.
Mm-hmm, right. So if I'm finding grace, this is called his mercy.
It's mercy.
I got this mercy before you. Now, well, look what he said.
And I shall write all that have been.
No. If I found this mercy before thee.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But if I have found mercy before you, send the righteous spirit.
Now, so I got to have this righteous spirit. It's called the spirit of what now? Of a what?
Understanding.
So I got to have the spirit of understanding. So the spirit I got to have with me to take care of this business is what?
The spirit of understanding.
Why is that, mother, in 4 verse 6 of Zechariah? Why I got to have the spirit of understanding? Why? Zechariah 4 verse 6. Why? Why do I have the spirit of understanding? You mean I can't do this not because of numbers. I got to have the spirit of understanding. Why? Zechariah 4 6. Why? You dear, 4 verse 6, what the spirit of understanding I got to have, why?
Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6.
What it say?
Then he answered and said.
Then
he answered and spake unto me, saying.
Saying what?
This is the word of Yahweh.
Oh, wait, this is the word of who?
Of Yahweh.
Clearly.
Unto Zerubbabel.
Yeah.
Saying.
What?
Not by might.
Not by, this thing ain't going to be by who can jump high and run fast.
Nor by power.
I don't care what power you got. You might just find your little ooze in your socks.
But by my spirit.
But by my spirit.
Says Yahweh.
So this thing ain't going to work unless you got the spirit coming in you for the thing to work. And that spirit is the spirit of what again?
Understanding.
Understanding. So the one going to lead you out of this thing, you got to have a spirit of what?
Understanding.
Come on back, Brother Micaiah.
Okay, the book of Second Ezra, chapter 22. Chapter 14. Chapter 14, beginning at verse 22. But if I have found mercy before you, send your righteous spirit, the spirit of understanding, into me. And I shall write all that hath been done in the world since the beginning, which were written in your Torah instruction. In your Torah instruction. That man may find your path, and that they which will live in the latter days may live. Verse 23.
Yeah.
And he answered me, saying, go your way, gather the people together, and say unto them,
what?
That they seek you not for 40 days.
You tell the people, don't bother you for how many days?
40 days.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 24.
Listen to God.
But look, you prepare you many box trees. And take with you the real.
One.
The bril.
Two.
Selenium.
Three.
Echinus.
Four.
And a seal.
Five.
These five which are ready to write swiftly.
Wait a minute.
These five.
Oh, so what he's doing, he's following Yahweh. He said, look here. You have spirit of understanding, you brothers. Now, I want you to take these five men right here. They got, what kind of spirit they got to have on them?
The spirit of understanding.
Verse 25.
And come hither, and I shall light a candle of understanding.
He'll do what?
Like a candle of understanding.
What's the candle again?
The spirit of understanding.
The spirit that counts the spirit of understanding. That's what
they say. Whatever name.
In your mind.
Go ahead and
read.
Which shall not be put out.
It ain't going to be put out.
Till the same
thing. You know, the whole world trying to take down forces of a tree of life. And they can't do it. No group on the known world can deal with this group of here. And we still can't see it. Even unless we put it on table, any class can come behind it and dispute it. And we still don't see what we got to do. Go ahead.
Let me stop back over. 2nd Ezra chapter 14, verse 25.
When I get caught my dramatics, you keep your finger on while you break in on you, keep going. Don't bag up. Keep
it in the bowl.
Be cold-blooded with this hand on that last one he said.
Right. Can't think in your mind which shall not be put out.
Yeah, that's right.
Till the things be performed.
You see that?
Which you shall begin to write.
Glory.
Verse 26. And when you have done, some things shall you publish.
And now certain things you can publish.
Uh-oh.
And some things shall you show secretly to the wise.
You see, and a lot of things, the network that they be hearing everything, they don't know me. We be saying a lot of things off that network. Like we're doing right now, but
tomorrow, this hour shall you begin to write.
Now, tomorrow you're going to begin to write. Now, this is a dictator telling him what's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you tell him next?
Verse 27. Then went I forth, as he commanded.
So I done what the man told me to do. And done what?
Gather all the people together.
Uh-huh.
And said, verse 28.
What?
Hear these words.
Who?
Oh, Israel.
Oh, who?
Oh, Israel.
This is
for
Israel. Go ahead.
Verse 29. Our fathers at the beginning were strangers in Mizraim.
So your father was strangers, and your father was strangers and over there in Mizraim. Go ahead.
From where they were delivered.
Yeah.
Verse 30. And received the Torah instructions of life.
Oh, they received what?
The Torah instructions of life.
So they ain't done away with it. Is it a bubble of God?
No, it's not.
Yeah. So this Torah instruction is the Torah instruction of what?
It's the Torah instructions of life.
Uh-huh, good.
Which they kept not, which you also had transgressed after them.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31.
Uh-huh.
Then was the land. Even the land of Yada, polluted word Judah,
right,
parted among you by lot.
Right.
But your father and you yourselves have done unrighteousness and have not kept the way which the highest Yahweh commanded you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 32. And for as much as he is a righteous judge, he took from you in time the thing that he had given you.
So you tell the reason why you don't have what you have, you see, he took it from you, right?
Yeah.
you're not doing what he told you to do to receive it.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. So you clear that nobody got no pumped up check. Yahweh taking these things from us.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to put that first, that spirit of understanding back in you. Then you get in a hurry and start taking care of Yahweh's business where he got it written. Then he's going to intervene.
Mm.
See what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
But what he's saying, I took it away from you because you act like you stuck. You call yourself African American, Negro, and everything else, right?
Yeah.
So you stuck. So I'm here to work with you, Ezra. But now we're having next.
30.
You see, when I break in, keep your finger on the last word I said. Don't back up now.
Verse
we covered out old seals, dramatic.
The book is back in Ezra, chapter 14, verse 30.
What?
And received the Torah instructions of life,
yeah,
which they kept not,
uh-huh,
which you also had transgressed after them.
You right.
Verse 31. Then was the land, even the land of Yada, through the word Judah, part among you by lot.
Right.
But your fathers and yourselves have done unrighteousness.
You see that?
And have not kept the ways which the highest Yahweh commanded you.
Right.
Verse 32.
Uh-huh.
And for as much as he is a righteous judge.
What kind of way is he?
A righteous judge.
Go ahead and read.
He took from you in time the things that he had given you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33. And now are you here.
And now you here.
And your brother.
And now you here. And go ahead.
And your brother among you.
And your brother among you. Go ahead.
Verse 34. Therefore, if so be.
No.
That you will subdue your own understanding.
So see, the first thing you have to do is put all them degrees and all that stuff down that you got. It's to do your own understanding. As a matter of fact, he said you gotta be a 18 verse 3, mother. You have Israel 18 verse 3 of the book of Matthew. You gotta be 18 verse 3. He said, first thing you gotta do is you tell them that they gotta subdue their own understanding. And they gotta be a 18 verse 3, and this way, and this way, and this way, start shaking their head. Oh, no, no, no. See? What did it say, 18:3?
Matthew chapter 18, verse 3.
What?
And said, truly, I say unto you, except you be converted,
uh-huh,
and become as little children,
yeah,
you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
See that? Wow. So all that puffed up spirit, I notice I'm a graduate from over here, you got to put all that down. You got to come what kind of way?
As a child.
Yeah, what will happen next? What does y'all want to happen next? If you do so. According to that verse.
Verse 4?
If not, if you do all that, what you got coming if you do what he just told you in verse 3? I can't hear you, mother, but a little louder.
The kingdom of heaven.
If you put that pumped up spirit down, I know this, I can be right, I can put all that down. And come after what?
Child.
Child.
See what you got coming if you do so.
The kingdom of heaven.
You see, that's man's
head. So we got to do a Benjamin Button.
So you got to back away from all them spirits, puffed up spirits, and get all them out the way. And then Yahweh said, now I can work with them.
Yeah.
You tell them, he said, tell them, Ezra, all the spirits they got to put them all down. To do their own understanding, right?
Yes.
And then what do you say to do your own understanding? What will happen next? Then we can read in 34.
And reform your mind.
And reform your mind.
You shall be kept alive.
Very.
And after death, yeah, you shall obtain mercy.
And after death, I'm going to raise you up the right way. But if you go out with a puffed up spirit, I know, and get out of order, go ahead and read 35.
Verse 35.
What?
For after death shall the judgment come.
So after death the judgment gonna come.
When we shall live again.
Yeah, we're gonna live again.
And then shall the names of the righteous be manifest.
And the name, go ahead.
And the works of the unyahwadi shall be delivered.
Go ahead.
Verse 36. Let no man therefore come unto me now.
Right, you said right. Declare.
Oh, shall be declared, right.
Right. Now listen, what he said now. Watch what he said now.
Verse 36.
What?
Let no man therefore come unto me now, nor seek after me these 40 days.
So he said, now I got to not worry about what time dinner gonna be ready. So I can't even worry about what time dinner gonna be ready.
Mm-hmm.
I got to put all this out. So whatever y'all got going on, I got to take care of Yahweh's business. So 40 days, I want you to disappear from the children of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they got to wait, my business on the table. And that's his last night lesson, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? Mm-hmm. What the song said he got to do? Mm-hmm. What he got to be about?
Father's business.
Now, when you don't be about the Father's business, we read about what happened after that to her. You got all these discussions going on about Yahweh's business. You got to put it aside. And you can't do this. You can't do this. He said, okay, I'll take care of you on that. We read that last night, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. We read that right there. You can read.
Okay.
So?
Verse 37.
So?
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 So, I took the five men as he commanded me.
Oh, so Yahweh gave him just what he wanted him to get going. I want you to get five men. We read right back then at 24, whatever it was, right?
Yeah.
So he get them five men. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Red.
And we went into the field.
And we, right, go ahead.
And remained there.
Yes.
Verse 38. And the next day, behold, a voice called me, saying,
what say?
Answer.
Yes.
Open your mouth
uh-huh.
and drink that I give you to drink.
So you know, now what was you getting ready to drink now that we can read?
Yes,
now we stuck again. But I was
Ephesians 5:26.
What are you getting ready to drink? That we can read. And I ain't gonna even get into it. I'm gonna leave it like that and turn it back over to who. You just gotta figure it out later.
On that yeah, you hand over the brother to Israel.
Go ahead and call it out. On that note, go ahead.
On that note, you hand over the brother to Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said what he's getting to drink. Drink, right? Okay, Brother Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
That's right, in the same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. What you ought to say. All right. What you ought to say. All right, give me that, Sirach 33. He come at Sirach 33. Let me get there real quick. As long as I got the phone, must be on silence. Class in session.
Hey, my phone.
Well, good. Your phone got to be on silence, man. No distraction.
That's a normal call, man.
Put
his phone
up
on silent mode.
Well, he ain't here.
Put his phone on silent.
All right, Sirach 33, verse 4. Brother Micaiah Israel, Sirach 33, verse 4.
The book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, prepare what to say, and so you shall be heard, and bind up instructions, and then make answer.
Try that again.
Sirach, chapter 33, verse 4.
Read that again. That's good.
Book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse 4.
Verse 4
reads, prepare what to say, and so you shall be heard, and bind up instructions, and then make answer.
All right. Prepare what to say.
Mm-hmm.
You should be heard.
See, I'm not waiting on prayer. You got to burn some midnight off. You know, it's easy to start talking out. You gotta ask them what to say is what you feel we can read.
Yeah.
So, Pat, what you gonna say is 33 verse 4, right?
Yes, sir.
You're prepared with what you're going to say. But you can't be saying that. You can't read, huh? Why would you say that? Precept that to John 11, 4 verse 11 to 1 Peter. Why so? What's precept to that?
Yeah.
4 verse 11. What's precept to that? 4 11.
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, and it reads.
Oh, it reads.
If any man speak,
yes,
let him speak as the oracles of the Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If any man minister, let him do it as if the ability which the Yahuwah giveth, that the Yahuwah in all things may be magnified, glorified through Yahuwah.
He said, so he tell you how he wants you to operate the word. He wants you to speak by using his word. What his word gonna do is say. That's how he wants you to speak. So when you speak in accord using his word, he is listening. When you speak and using your own words, he's not there. Okay, right. Is that what's supposed to read again as a jump? Oh yeah.
If any man speaks, let him speak as the oracles of the Yahuwah.
Right.
If any man ministers, let him do it as if let him do it as if the ability, as of the ability which Yahuwah the Father, Yahuwah give it, that the Yahuwah in all things may be glorified.
Mm-hmm. And how he give it to you in 334 of St. John, and how he do it. If you do it the way he tell you to do it, then he going to kick you in 334. What do you do in 334 of St. John?
For he whom Yahuwah has sent speak the words of Yahuwah. For Yahuwah give it not the spirit by measure.
So he'll pull it on you. If you use the oracles of Yahuwah when you're doing his business, he's going to pull it on you and give you a word without measure. And you'll be able to do what in 21:15 of the book of Luke, John, what you'll be able to do. With no problem. 21:15, what you'll be able to do. Luke 21:15, what you'll be able to do.
21:15 of Luke 3. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist.
Y'all hear that? That's the power you have. You do it the way the man tells you. Do back to Buck King Israel. Come on.
All right. It said, okay, and then verse 4, said bind up instruction, right? Bind up instruction. Instruction start with. Bind up instruction. All right. Case in point, we're going to get warm up in Timothy real quick. Alright, that's 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. Mother E, Israel. 2 Timothy 3:16.
Yes, all
ma'am.
Scriptures are given by inspiration of
Yahweh
and are profitable for doctrine.
The doctrine only means teaching.
For reproof. For instruction, for instruction and righteousness.
For instruction and righteousness. Okay. That's the instruction right there. Okay, then it's important over here, and chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Speaker of the nation of Israel, going to make that for a second. Chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
Second Peter, who, chapter 1, verse 20?
Yeah, 20 and 21.
Yes, sir. 21. Book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. I mean, 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 20, 21. Verse 20 reads, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Verse 21. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but by righteous man of Yahuwah, spake as they were moved by the righteous spirit. Mm.
Righteous spirit.
Gotta move you up.
Move. That's right. Gotta move.
And when they move you, how fast would you go down the road if they move you? That we can read. If they move you, how fast would you get them down the road? If the righteous spirit moves you, what would you do that we can read with the precepts? Let's go take 8, but I want a precept on that too. Come on up, brother. Hey, Israel, we're going to Acts chapter. Yeah. We're going to find out what happened in 8. What did it make you do in verse 29 and 30? Let's see what it makes you do.
Acts chapter 8, verse 29 and verse 30 in the
read.
And the Spirit said unto Philip,
what?
Go near and join yourself to this chariot.
Yeah.
30. And Philip ran thither to him.
What did he do?
Ran thither.
So when the Spirit of Yahuwah get on you, what is going to make you do?
Run.
Make you run. And then what would you be able to accomplish by running that we can read? How about the book of Jonah? Let's go to the book of Jonah. Yeah. What would it accomplish you once Spirit of Yahuwah? Let's see what you'll be able to do.
Jonah.
3:1.
Going to Jonah to see him.
Now, listen real carefully. What it be able to make you do? 3:1.
Going to book of Jonah.
Chapter 3, verse 1. What it say?
Jonah, chapter 3, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
The word of Yahweh came unto Jonah the second time, saying,
what it say?
Arise and go to Nineveh,
go ahead,
that great city,
go ahead,
and teach unto it,
go ahead,
the teaching that I did you.
Go ahead.
Verse 3, so Jonah rose and went to Nineveh,
uh-huh,
according to the word of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Now Nineveh was a seemingly great city,
great
a 3 days journey.
Go ahead.
4, and Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey.
How long it take him to get there?
One day.
No, how many days did it take for a normal man to get there?
3 days.
And how many days did he get there?
A day.
Did the Spirit do for you? Did the Spirit of Yahweh follow you? Would it take 3 days for it to happen? You better do it in how many days?
One.
Okay.
Is that what we read?
Learn.
Hallelujah. I'm asking about tears right now.
Okay, all right. All right, about that instruction. Okay, I'll just rock 33. All right, verse 4. All right, go to Micaiah Israel. Let's go to Proverbs.
Take it out to the journal.
Make that Proverbs 4th chapter.
Chapter 4. Okay, what verse?
Verse 1. Verse 1 and 2.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Hear ye children the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. Verse 2. For I give you good doctrine.
And doctrine only means teaching, and I can explain that. Go ahead.
And forsake you not my Torah instruction.
It said, forsake you not my first 5 books. Torah instruction, my first 5 books, called the Heavenly Tablet. All right? What I mean by that teaching, give me Isaiah 29. Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28, verse 9. Sister Dove.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast.
Without that teaching name, doctrine. Okay. All right. Okay. Now let's go about 17 verse 4. That was the same. Okay. I'm getting another case of points on that. Going to wisdom. I got another hit on that. I got wisdom. Wisdom of Solomon. Go to Wisdom of Solomon. Go to Wisdom of Solomon. Chapter 6, verse 10. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10. Brother Micaiah Israel. Okay, Brother G.F. Israel. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10.
The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10. For they that keep righteousness shall be judged righteous. And they that have learned such things shall find what to answer.
Now, big verse. Let's call that verse out again.
That was Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10.
Wisdom of Solomon, that's a big verse for them. Leave right there now. That's a big verse. That's a lot of precepts in that. Call that verse out again.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10. All right, go ahead. Okay.
All right, Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10. All right, so verse 11.
Verse 11. Wisdom of Solomon 6:11. Wherefore, set your affection upon my word.
Mm-hmm.
Desire them, and
yes,
you shall be instructed.
If you desire the word, you'll be what?
Instructed.
That's it. Talk with them.
Instructed. Okay. That's keep righteous, for that they keep righteous to be judged righteous. Okay, to be judged righteous, keep righteous.
How about a quote saving that for the Jones before you kind of get out of the temple?
I want to give all honor and praise unto the Yahuwah, my King, bound up in heaven. And I thank my mouth, Yahuwah, in heaven for allowing me to have a place to come and learn about him. And I thank Yahuwah for you.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. But once again, about that brother King that you brought to the temple, that brother's all right. He's gonna be all right too. He's seeking, and one, he's humble enough that he's seeking, and he's gonna find. He humble. He wants to know. So that brother wants to know. So that was a great thing for John. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Father.
All right. Okay. All right. Go to that proverb. Go to proverb. I was going to Proverbs 15:28.
It's great. Go ahead.
Proverbs 15:28. Mother Eve. Proverbs 15:28.
What it read?
The mind of the righteous study to
show the answer, but the mouth of the wicked works out evil things. Okay, the root said the mind of the righteous
study to answer. Call that verse out again.
That was Proverbs 15:28.
That was a big verse right there. Who gonna preach up that verse? The mind of the righteous was studied. The mind of the righteous gonna study. The mind of the righteous is gonna study.
Ask. I need to ask.
The mind of the who will do it again? The mind of who?
Righteous.
The righteous. They gonna do what?
They
gonna study. Now who gonna precept that right there? Who gonna precept that? Come on. Bible study class. Bible class 7-8. That's what I was saying. Y'all got everybody's number right. Y'all gonna be throwing back and giving each other a word all through the week, at least one word a week. Now. That was a final thing right there. The mind of the righteous is going to do what?
Study to
ask. The mind of the righteous is going to study. Now, what are your precept at, y'all? Come on, y'all. Somebody make the old seal get happy. Study. Right. What can I get happy one time? What was your precept at? The mind of the righteous was studied.
Verse 3:15.
Go ahead. What you
working
with?
The sanctify the Yahweh in your mind and be ready always to give an answer
to
every man.
Well, we can use that. We can use that, but the mind of the righteous was studied. That means that could too. But the key word we want in there is study. The key word would be study. The mind of the righteous was study. That's the key word in there. You heading that way? The mind of the righteous was study. That's gonna be a key word.
Okay, study. All right, Timothy.
The mind of the righteous was studied. Is that what we hear?
Yes, study.
Okay, what are we working with?
2 Timothy 2:15.
Mm-hmm. 2:15. That's one. That's one of them.
Okay. We're studying.
That's one. You can go read that, but that's one. But what's another one?
All right, 2 Timothy 2:15.
Okay, go ahead. Get that to one. Okay, that's good. Now give me a note. Now give me a note. Get on free or no. Give me a note. Get that thing open. Turn around with you. Yeah. Okay. Good. What are we working with?
Thank you.
on the table and keep going.
Okay. I'm about to be able to probably table that. Give me that Daniel real quick.
Daniel?
Yeah. Yeah, Daniel real quick. Hold on, let me get that. Daniel. Okay, we're going to Daniel. Going to Daniel.
I know you with my.
Daniel 2:16. Mother Eve. Daniel 2:16.
I know you look at me. I see him. So I got some of the best in God. I got 20 years. I got to keep him on the seat.
Verse 13.
But when y'all got to live in the southern kingdom, the saluted Jews of the Thessalonians had acknowledged that the word of Yahweh.
They had what?
Acknowledged.
They had knowledge.
That the word of Yahweh was out as Marie. They came real. They came here. Also, and stirred up the people.
See, they talked. See, we talked. They said, y'all died. That's what they were doing. They was teaching. Being taught. Okay. All right. Look what it says here. We said, daily, right? Give me, give me Proverbs. You want a Proverbs? Real quick. You want a Proverbs? You want a Proverbs? Let's see what I want. Make that dog. Proverbs 25:2. Proverbs 25:2. Proverbs 25:2. Mother D.F. Israel. Proverbs 25:2.
Proverbs 25:2. It is the honor of Yahweh to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter.
In this case here, it's talking about like a leadership. The kings are talking about leadership. See, his teachers. All that. Teacher is to search out a matter. I mean, be in this book. Put on your case concerning this book. All right, now, it was a verse. I wanted to touch on that verse about that, what was that verse? About that water. What was the verse? I came home. It was red in summer. Let me see. What was the case? Oh, I got my about that Drake, verse 38, 2 Ezra 14:38. Okay, Drake, about that Drake, right? Okay, give me that, by the DF Israel. Give me John chapter 4, the regular book. Go to John chapter 4 about that drink.
What we about that drink?
Yeah, about that drink. John chapter 4, 13 to 14. And I'm going to go to John again on that. John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. We were supposed to be drinking here. This is drinking won't. John chapter 4, verse 13 to
14.
Thank you. Second Exodus chapter 14, verse 38. Yeah, that's where I was coming from.
Okay.
That second act was 14:38, and I'm precepting about that drink.
John chapter 4, verse 13 to 14. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
Yeah, if you drink of that water, it's like that kernel. I'm thirst again on that. Go ahead.
14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him or her shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him or her shall be in them a well of water springing up unto everlasting.
Alright, hold that. Water. What's this water signify? I got precepts on that about this water. Give me that same book, John, right? We in John, right? Okay. Okay, we come from John 4, right? Okay, give me that okay, I'm getting warmed up here. Okay, this water, right? John 15, verse 3. John 15, verse 3, then I'm going to Ephesians real quick. John 15. John 15, verse 3. Brother Micaiah Israel.
Book of St. John, chapter 15, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
All right. Ephesians 5:26. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Okay, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26.
Book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Okay, so what are you talking about? The word. Okay. All right. Okay, was that John 4? Okay, 13 to 14, John 7. John chapter 7. Go to John chapter 7. 37 and 38. John chapter 7, verse 37 and 38.
Okay.
Brother Micaiah Israel.
Book of St. John chapter 7, verses 37 and 38. Verse 37 reads, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Yahweh the Son stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of the belly shall flow river of living water.
The verse will be in Jeremiah. The saying about the sister, about that sister in Jeremiah. Yahuwah. Jeremiah chapter 2. Go to Jeremiah chapter 2. 13. Right here. Jeremiah chapter 2. Verse 13. Mother D.F. Israel.
Satisfied with the fatness of your house, and you shall make them drink of the river of your pleasure. Verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your life shall we see life.
Fountain of life. Fountain of life. Take your life.
They're going to be the bump shoulders with you.
Fountain of life. All right, going to Sirach.
Come unto the Father, but by me, Father.
life.
Verse 105 read, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Right, you bring it out.
Light to my path.
Well, you bring it out.
Oh, geez,
Israel.
Okay,
what
path
is this?
Verse 35. I got some on that light.
Go ahead.
Proverbs 6:23. 23 reads, for the Torah instructions is a lamp, and the Torah instructions is light, and reproof of instructions are the way of life.
Look how that end was the rock. 17.
We are rock, baby.
Rock who?
He said about that, okay, the way of life, yeah. Okay. What's this path is?
Now you read about the path. Okay, what this path is, you can read about this path. The path leads to. The path of what? Verse 35.
Not American flag.
No, no, no. We precept about this path here. What this path is. All right, this path here. Verse 35, Psalms 119.
Read. Make me to go in the path of your Torah instruction, for therein do I delight.
How much time we got here, Elvis? Last three.
All right. We're on that path.
No time. I can get a couple more in with me. Get a couple more in with me, we'll call it. Get a couple more in, but no more time. Get a couple more in, we'll call it.
All right. Okay. On the path.
Telephone got to. Probably the other one. Take it out. All right, that old Negro will come up next week.
All right, we're going to Psalm.
Psalms 23, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, He restored my body. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Path of righteousness.
And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions before Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, as he hath commanded us.
So what's our righteousness?
Torah instructions.
First five books. All right, we're going to go in there. That's it about the Israel. All right.
All right. Okay. All right, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy real quick.